Hello, everybody. Welcome to some more Oddballs. It's Wednesday. This is new for us. It's in the afternoon. We're chilling. Everyone here looks fabulous.
I mean, taco shirt for the win, though.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Taco shirt. It's Taco Wednesday.
I feel like tacos for the win. But I mean, if you're going to have it on your shirt, I guess, like, I don't know.
I wore my favorite shirt today, too, and nobody even commented about my Dark Magician shirt.
Calm down, Joey Wheeler, or whoever the hell you are.
Hey, listen, no, okay, first of all, okay, Joey doesn't even use Dark Magician, okay?
You're right, I'm such a fool. Flame
and Red Eyes Black Dragon, those are his cards, all right?
I'm so sorry. Don't tell Kaiba. We're totally screwed. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. I don't know what's going on, but I just saw Ken flash a credit card, and now I feel like his information is all over the internet. You're done, my dude.
What should we buy?
Yo, can't wait to buy myself a new Honda.
Oh, it's okay. Hell, that's a business account. There's no money in that one.
Look, I wanted to buy one of those vaporizers, you know, like the ones with the big plastic bag. I don't even use one. I just want one because I think it's funny.
Like an oxygen mask? What are you talking about?
No, like a vaporizer. You usually use it for putting weed smoke in a bag and then inhaling it. Oh. But I don't do that. I just think they look funny.
Wait, what?
Yeah, look it up. It's called a volcano vaporizer.
Is that like a Canadian thing? Because I know they do bags of milk, so I imagine a bag of
bags
smoke
of
is probably
weed.
Everything's in bags in Canada. It's just more efficient. Uh-huh. I understand completely.
We have bagged milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell, dude? Thing. Who bags milk? Like, I've heard of boxed wine, but bagged milk, I feel like that's sacrilege.
Yeah.
I've seen boxed water. At this point, there's nothing. It's, you know, water in a box.
We've completely alienated all of our Canadian viewers at this point, but welcome
everybody
else. No,
they're nodding along like, oh, they're right.
Like,
that
is
crazy.
Messed up. Yeah. Oh, hey, yikes.
Wonder about this. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. That is the worst Canadian. Now they're gone. Now they're
gone. That was it.
Oh, dear. Now they're gone.
Oh, sure.
Hey, gang. Let's recap what happened last time give us a refresh. What happened last time? Do you remember?
I do. Well, you want to go for it?
No.
Whoa.
I do this all the time. One of your turns.
Okay, I'll do it.
You do it, Octo.
Essentially, this was the first episode after we came back from the side story, right? This was the episode after we had done the So we had escaped. So one of the a piece of the smoke beast had escaped into the real world, and Fern was somehow able to see through its eyes or like see what it was seeing, and it was like going around the city, going to locations that where important events in our timeline had happened, and. So, but for some reason, so Fern could see through its eyes, but she couldn't see normally. So she was like kind of like blinded. And we decided we were going to go seek out old Alistair, right? We were going to go find old Alistair, and we found him. And then we were under attack by Sector 7, I think. They came out with these like subwoofers. And we're like blasting us with these big subs.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
And you were immune because you lost all your hearing.
Because I got tinnitus. So they were blasting us with sound waves, and then they made us freeze. Yeah, and except for me, and then I hit one with a car. I drove a car into a guy.
And then they got right back up.
Yeah, they
Which
stood
is
up.
Not normal.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, "Oh, God."
Terminator
style.
Yeah,
can't believe it. Just like last Tuesday when I got hit by a car.
And then we met the smoke monster thing, right? And it like changed.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and it changed into
a
bunch of
helicopter.
Yeah, it did attack a helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope. And then we it started like changing into a bunch of different forms. I think like it was like changing into different forms, most of which we didn't recognize. And then all of a sudden it looked like Fern, sort of like a mirror Fern. And so we're not really sure what this thing wants or why it's doing any of this.
Alistair's thought that he wanted revenge. Because it seems like the scientists maybe used it to make the balls or used it, tried to capture it somehow and took pieces of it to make the rings. So
yeah.
What happened with the ring? With Clarence's ring?
Smoke monster reabsorbed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it doesn't work anymore. It stopped working. Yeah, it's gone.
We don't even have it. It's not in our possession anymore. It evaporated and then yeah.
Yeah. Also, more importantly, you all received, except for you, Eddie, you all received something last week from Alistair. It was a telescope without lenses, a earpiece that can hear everything, and a pencil that has the ability to hack into everything that exists. All of which seem like crazy items for this man to have and give you. But he did. If you're going to take on this smoke monster, he gave you these incredible things.
And we were going to go to DC to Sector 7, but then he chickened out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they showed up looking for you.
He like got scared or got cold feet or something, and he just kind of froze in his tracks, which was weird because I feel like these people are, they're like supposed to be on the same team as him. So why is he freaking out or suddenly chickening out to leave the bunker area? It's very strange.
Yeah, so you left off at the very, very end where you decided to go to the one place you hadn't been, and that was to the school where a young, not at all crazy version of Johnny was with the other originals. And as he saw you, rather than attack you or do anything you would expect, he runs up to Fern and gives her the biggest hug in the world while crying. And he's so happy that you're here.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we left off. He was just totally, totally excited to see you. And I guess that's where we'll start. So, Fern, you are just being crushed by Johnny as he hugs you so tight and is crying like gross tears. Just like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. The other originals are looking at the like four of you like, what the hell is going on? They look at you, Eddie, and they look at you, Clarence. But something seems a little off from the last time you saw them. Sam, these just look like the other originals to you. You don't ever really care about these guys. But Johnny is just a mess. He is so happy to see you, and he hugs you as tight as he can. And he's just like, Erd, oh, God, I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, okay. Why?
It was real. It was all real. It wasn't. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
You're not making a strong case for yourself here right now. This is not solid evidence for that.
Sam's just laughing meanly. She's like,
What was real, Johnny? What are you to what are you referencing?
I was old and lame and dumb and like you hurt me. Do you remember when you hurt me? He like rubs his leg. He's like, I can still feel it, but there's nothing there. I thought I was going insane, but here you are. And I was just, oh God. He like hugs you.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of that was probably, you know, a dream. I would never shoot anybody.
Absolutely right? Not.
That's what I told the guys, because you're just a little sweet girl.
Right. And Fern looks over at Sam like.
Yeah, he like wipes his snotty nose and goes back to the guys, and he's just like, they know what I'm talking about, guys. And Needles is just like, I don't know, dude. And he like looks over at the other originals, and they're just like, And everyone's just sort of weirded out.
Yeah, Johnny, you know, I feel like I had the same kind of dream where everything was really, like, dusty and dark, and there were a bunch of people, like, in a pool. Did you have that kind of dream,
yeah,
Johnny?
Yeah, there was this guy, yeah. And he was just so mean, and he made me live in this school. Can you imagine living in this school for a decade? It sucked.
I can't even imagine going to class.
No, I believe that. Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, y'all want to hang out with us? We're just, you know, we're just going to go in this car here. Want to go with?
I don't know if there's any, is there room in your car?
Yeah, like, have you ever ridden in a trunk?
What?
Y'all ever ridden in a trunk? You go trunk riding ever? It's pretty fun. Kind of just leave the trunk open, tied up with bungee cord.
I only ride shotgun or drive. I've never been in a trunk before.
Wait, y'all got cars? Johnny, don't you got a car?
It's my mom's car. It's a Ford Probe.
Wow.
That was a nice flavor.
And Fern
like that.
Has no idea what that means. She grabs him by both of the shoulders and says, Johnny, listen, it was all real. Frank beating you up, the pool, the people. Weird little kids, you being locked up at a school, it's all real. You need to come with us, okay?
Except for the part where we hurt you, that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, no, nobody shot you, okay? Just get that out of your head.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy talk. I mean, if you want us to continue thinking that you're not crazy, then you got to stop saying that, because that's just nuts.
So I should come with you, then?
Yeah. Johnny, we are intrinsically linked at this point in time.
Wait,
hang on. Johnny, can you give us just 1 second?
I like motion to everybody to like sort of huddle up.
Yeah, I'll talk with my guys. And like goes back over to the original house and they're just like,
what? Can we do like that movie huddle where the camera's like below us and it's
yes.
looking
oh, it's
up
looking
at
down
all,
at yeah, yeah. It's looking up yeah, at yeah, the four yeah. of you looking down for some reason. Why you're yeah, looking yeah, down, yeah. who knows?
Yes. Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Hey guys, can we trust this guy?
I do not trust this guy. I mean, he shot that lady.
Yeah, but that was crazy. That was when he had been locked up in there for like 900 years, and that's why he was so old.
Yeah, like, but so think crazy. About it. Yeah, he doesn't seem particularly sane right now, Fern.
Yeah, but that's why we can use him as bait.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's fair.
You monster.
We just gotta figure out how to, like, keep him from turning on us. And definitely he should not hold a gun.
We just gotta make sure that he thinks that we're his friends and we're here to help him, because I would shoot him again if I could.
Yeah, I know.
He's
a bad person.
Look, Fern, I don't want to step on your toes or anything, but maybe I should hold the gun next time. Just holding it.
Hold it. Yeah. I don't know how you use it, though.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I didn't say that I was going to use it, and that's the problem. Is that you know how to use it. I think that's the whole issue here. I don't think we should be shooting anybody else, but...
I think... The time has passed for shooting other people, Eddie. I think there's a lot of people that deserve to be shot right now in this world.
Okay.
I mean, in general, I'm on
Fern's
side on this one, but maybe we try not to.
Fern, give us a second. Side huddle. Can I get a sidebar really quick? Just a minute. I'll be right back. Hey, guys, is Fern okay?
I mean, I tend to take her side on this.
Wait, listen, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just wondering, like, is she okay?
Like, I don't know. Maybe she feels affinity. Maybe she feels affinity to the smoke monster, to Bruce Popcorn, because...
No, it's okay. You can't hear us.
Okay.
You can't hear us, Fern. Yeah, you can't hear us. It's fine. Guys, is she, like... I mean, I'm worried about her more than anything. Like, I feel like this whole offense kind of, like, messed with her head and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, how could it not? She's old and young and a smoke monster and invisible and not invisible. She's, okay. I think she's holding up pretty well. She only shot like two people. I mean, Clarence shot two people too, but he just missed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You guys were so mad about that back then. Now everybody's cool with it. I don't understand.
Listen, there's more. Things have changed, okay, Clarence? The situations have changed.
I was just ahead of the game, Eddie, okay? I knew it. Just shot him back in.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
All right. Mushroom people?
No, we're not. Not anymore. Hi, Fern. Okay.
We totally are.
God!
Y'all, I feel like that was necessary, and you are blowing this out of proportion, Eddie. It's not like I'm just going to go shoot people that don't need to be shot.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm trying to make sure that none of us get shot.
Eddie, I would never shoot you. You should just consult the magic shoe about these things next time, you know?
Can I ask the magic shoe if Fern would ever shoot me?
Sure, I mean, feel free to roll for that. Oh. Yeah, no, the magic suit whispers back like, don't get on her bad side.
I kind of do like a...
See? Magic shoe knows what's up.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to trust you on this one, Fern. You haven't shot me yet, so I guess technically you're in the right on this one.
Okay. Glad we could come to a conclusion.
All right, great. Okay, what do we do about
the crazy person?
Which one? Yeah. You're gonna have to be more specific.
The one who we shot and then tried to kill us and took us hostage and then shot that lady. That one.
Oh, okay. Hi, Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah, guys.
Elizabeth is having a serious Daenerys story arc right now.
What? How dare you insinuate these things, of which I will not speak because there might be people that don't know what we're referring to.
Besides, guys, this show is made up on the spot and not at all just like thought up at the last minute. And yeah, this is mm-hmm. fun.
Right.
I'm just going to my script, you know, that I have over here that it's totally scripted.
And it'd be crazy if there was a Starbucks cup on my desk in this shot. That'd be weird.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we should take Johnny. I think he'd be a great addition to our group.
I think we should ask him about that time he took us hostage and shot that lady.
Do you remember that, though? Do we want him to remember that?
What do you mean? I did what?
When you shot the female agent?
Shot
us hostage? I kind of did.
Yeah, you took us hostage and you threatened to kill us.
I would never take you. I'm so sorry. Needles looks at him like, who is this little punk bitch? Who is that? All the originals just like, what is going on right now? None of them seem to understand. They're tough. Wait. Their tough leader was all talk.
Wait, we can use this. Hey, guys, it looks like your leader's having some issues here. Is he gonna be okay?
With you guys? Probably not.
Okay. I mean, seems like he's having like a nervous breakdown here.
Probably because he has cooties from you nerds. Why was he hanging out with you guys anyway?
Man, I don't know. Ask him.
You know, cooties is, you can't cure that.
Yeah, it's incurable.
An incurable disease. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Yep, you get cooties from girls anyway, okay? Jeez.
Yeah, it's
terminal. This is why I'm worried the two of you have it.
I'm just laughing. I'm like, Needles, that's hilarious. Okay, maybe we should take Johnny and go somewhere else.
Yeah, meanwhile, Alistair's just in the car like a dutiful parent, just like.
He's the chaperone.
Yeah, he's waiting.
Let's take him. Get in the car.
Okay. Yeah, Johnny goes with you, and he like looks back at the originals, and the originals just like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'll be back, guys. I have to finish this." And he just gets in, and who gets in the car? Where? Where are you all sitting?
Oh, there's a lot of mess. Okay, so
is there a middle front seat?
No. There's two front seats, and then there's a like bench back seat.
So
there are now five of you plus Alistair. You can look in the trunk.
Okay, Fern looks in the trunk.
Yeah, you pop open the trunk and it's filled with boxes. The boxes that Alistair put back there in order to try to escape with all of his stuff from the last episode.
I mean, we can squish in the back seat.
All right, someone's going to have to sit on my lap.
I'll put Fern on my lap.
All right,
okay,
yeah.
Fern sits in Sam's lap.
So,
but I want to keep asking Johnny questions, too.
Yeah, does Eddie, Clarence, which one of you sits up front?
I'll sit up front.
Okay, yeah. Eddie, you sit up front. Clarence, yeah. You are sitting next to Johnny, who is in between you and Sam, and Fern is on Sam's lap. And Alistair starts up the car and then looks back at the group of you and is like, "All right, where to?"
I'm gonna have such a fun time messing with this guy.
Oh my God. Okay, where were you headed before all this happened? You know?
Well, I was headed away from all of this.
Well, too bad, you're here now.
Yes, lucky no, you. Too bad, Edward. Too bad.
Where's the headquarters in the town or the lake or you know?
The headquarters in the town. My dear, you were just there. That bunker was the last place we had.
What about DC?
Great question. What about DC? I figured I'd give it a shot, but you never know.
Should we try it?
Yeah. I've never been there, but I know it stands for the capital. Right? Because it's the capital of the USA.
Yeah, Washington, the capital. Mm-hmm.
I can see your American education system continues to sparkle and shine amongst the world. Okay,
Thank you. Look,
it's worth giving it a shot. I figured I would try for DC and we would see what happened.
All right.
We have snacks.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have snacks. You can hold it.
Well, can we get snacks on the way? Can we stop at a McDonald's or something?
I've never been on a road trip before.
I'm jonesing for some Funyuns like you would not believe.
Wait, don't we need to go to DC now because they're here? What?
That's a good point, Clarence. I mean, they're all here. But if they're all here, then perhaps they're not at the main base.
Yeah, and they'll never suspect that we would go straight to the heart of the swarm.
Indeed.
That's a good point. We could just reverse psychological them. Yeah.
Yes, we could reverse psychological them. That's true, Fern.
Also, I really want to go on a road trip because I've never been on a road trip before. And I want to play that game where you have to, like, spot the license plates from all the different states.
Oh, for the love of God. And he, like, starts up the car and just, like, starts driving.
Yeah, one time, we were on the road, and I think I saw one from Hawaii. Yeah, I know.
They must have brought it over on a helicopter.
Yeah, I think that one's worth, like, at least triple points.
For sure.
Will the group of you roll for me investigation rolls to see if you notice anything on your drive out of town?
Nope.
Y'all can throw me an investigation. Nope, Eddie's still busy talking. Fern too busy talking.
Ooh. Talking about that license plate.
Yeah, so everyone's talking about license plates and talking about like fun car games. And Sam, even though you instigated this whole fun car game thing, you quickly grow bored with it all and look out the window and notice that as you drive, you can't help but feel like the further you get away from town, the more something feels off. Like the town itself is sort of calling you back. Or the woods, as you drive away, look less and less familiar. Like, this is the place that, even though you just moved there, and you are new to this area, something feels a little bit strange to you. And as you make your way to the highway and you get on, you notice that there are less and less cars, and you know that there's just something doesn't make sense to you. You feel it in your gut. As you drive far away, you feel like as you are headed towards, say, a major highway, you would think there'd be more cars on this highway. Or you think that, like, there'd be more just animals, like birds in the sky, or you, like, something doesn't feel right to you. The trees begin to all sort of look the same. Something's wrong.
Hey, old Alistair. Is like the simulation not as good out here?
I'm sorry, the simulation?
Doesn't it seem weird that there's no cars or animals and the trees all look the same?
What do you mean? There's a car right there as one, like, drives by you. I think you're, I wouldn't worry.
Well, what about, you know, what I think would kind of make me believe it more was if I saw three cars in a row, because then I feel like I would feel like it was more alive. And
where do you think you live, dear? We're out in the country.
No, I really feel like I need to see three cars and a bird.
Three cars and a bird? Well, maybe if you wish hard enough.
And he starts wishing really hard.
Edward, is she always like this? I don't.
Hey, I'm wishing.
What do you mean? Wishing for what? Three cars and a bird? We're not, Oprah,
wishing,
my
I'm
dear
just
boy.
Saying, if three cars pass us by in the next few minutes, I'm going to feel like everything's normal.
I don't control cars.
It doesn't seem weird to you what's around?
No, why would I?
Look around.
Look. Yeah, and he, like, looks around, but he does a very cursory glance. Like, he just, like, looks and he's like, nothing's out of the ordinary.
You're either lying to me or you're stupid.
Does anyone else notice anything? And he, like, looks back at all of you.
I don't see McDonald's yet, so no.
Does, can I ask the magic shoe if there's anything weird?
Of course, yeah, go for it.
Magic shoe doesn't know.
Yeah, no, the magic shoe, sorry. Unfortunately, it's just a shoe. Yeah.
For now.
Okay. For now, you're right. It could sprout legs and be like, hello, friend. You're the only one, man, I've ever loved.
Yeah. That would just absolutely make my life.
That's how it ends. It's just like, Eddie, you're the only one who has ever shown me a kindness. Let me and my people repay you. And all the shoe aliens come down, and that's how this
down,
shit ends.
Yeah.
Spoilers, that's
overlord.
How this all ends.
Right, great.
Yeah. So he's definitely playing a bit coy. If you could give me a comprehend roll, Samantha.
No, nothing. Shoot.
Yeah, no, definitely something. You can tell. Your years of pestering Alistair have really gotten to him and really just, like, you can tell when he is perturbed and flustered, and you fluster him a great deal constantly. You always are under his skin, and you notice very much that whatever you're saying to him about this whole, is this real? What's going on? It's very obvious he's keeping something from you and he doesn't want to talk about it. And you notice that he keeps sort of checking both the rearview mirror and he keeps looking off to the side as if he's trying to look for something that is almost squint worthy. You notice he sort of, like, squints his eyes a little bit. Like, he's trying to see a thing, but you don't really know what he's looking for.
Hey, what are you looking for? You know, I have young eyes. Maybe I could help look for it if you just told me what we were looking for. Because you kind of have old eyes, I feel like, and you're not going to be able to see it that much.
I really do not like you. If you could just please stop, please. I just...
Once we get to Washington, if we can get there, I feel like we could solve this whole thing.
No. See, the thing is, Alistair, I think that you're lying to me, and I really don't like being lied to. It's just like a personal thing that I have, but I'm going to keep talking until you tell me what's up and why.
Oh, my sweet God. Teenagers are the worst. I can't believe I was one of you once. Okay.
Old people are the worst.
Please stop.
I'm going to literally keep talking. I could do this all day. This is like my one skill. I'm going to put this on my resume.
As you keep going at him, he slams on the brakes. And you all sort of jostle forward. And it isn't because he's mad at you. You recognize with your 2 and 2 rolls, you recognize that he stopped for another reason. Like the car sort of swerves to the side and he has stopped. But all you can see in front of you is more highway and more trees and sky, but nothing else. And he has stopped and he immediately gets out of the car and begins to walk forward.
What do you see?
He's a little too far out of range unless you shout at him because he's out of the car now and you guys are still inside the car. So you can shout at him like, what do you see? But you can't just ask him.
Okay, I'm going to get behind the wheel just so we have that as an option.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you get out and get behind the wheel? Sure. He is walking forward and he holds his hand out and like touches a thing. But he's a distance away now.
Yeah, I want to go with him. I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see what he's doing.
Sure. Yeah.
I want to go too.
Clarence.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah. Eddie, did you join them in this leaving the car thing?
Eddie's gonna nap.
All right. Yeah. Johnny stays in the car as well. So the three of you get out and you go towards Alistair, who is touching, like, looks like he's stroking the air. And you can see sort of disappointment on his face. And he looks back at the group of you and he's like, I thought certainly we could make it, but apparently we won't.
I'm going to reach out and try to touch whatever.
Yeah, you feel a hard wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we are in a simulation.
There's no such thing as a simulation. What do you think we're doing?
This we're in a ball. A
simulation,
then.
Samantha.
We're in a ball.
So it's so much more complicated than you could possibly understand. This is.
I'm not actually.
Is it two balls and not just one, and that's why it's complicated?
That is. Clarence. You must remember, my boy, you must remember how this all started.
Mm. Which part? Like the whole thing?
Do you remember when you found the balls? Clearly you must.
Well, yeah, we found the balls, and then like Fern disappeared, and we had to go find her.
No! Oh my God! Do you not remember the very beginning? It wasn't Fern who found the balls and touched them. It was you, Clarence. You were the one who touched them first.
Really?
Yes, really. Go back and watch the first episode. Yes, really, it was you.
I didn't go back and watch because I wanted to be surprised.
Oh, Fern was the one who Fern touched the fakes. She was the one who touched the fakes. The original balls. That was you, Clarence.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
All of this. All of this world. It's your construction. Your hometown, the places you've been, the things you've seen, all from your memory. I'd hoped, perhaps, you had been to Washington, but unfortunately, you have not.
Boy,
this, my friend,
It's as far as we can go.
But you're saying we're in Clarence's mind right now?
No, no, no. We're not in his mind. That's, you can't do that. Clarence is projecting this. This is all it is.
Clarence,
can
I have a unicorn? Make a giant pink polar bear.
Yeah. Please.
I thought I remembered Sam liking me a lot more than she does, though.
We'll see how what kind of unicorn you get me.
I don't know anything about that, but what I do know is that whenever someone enters the balls, the world is created based on their experience of it.
So we're in the balls that we touched right now?
My dear boy, you always have been.
He's not hearing any of this, of course.
Yeah, no, you're in the car, like,
okay,
listening
got it.
To Depeche Mode or something. I have no idea what's going
you
on.
Gross. No. Never. Ew. I'm going to throw up in my own mouth.
So,
is the smoke monster real? Or is that part of Clarence's memories?
I don't remember. I don't remember a smoke monster.
Frankly, it's the only real thing here. You remember you were told long ago these orbs existed, and they have for some time, and in the 50s we tried our hardest to experiment. It was the Cold War. We thought certainly it could be used to our advantage. The rings, the multiple copies of orbs, we thought for sure. But unfortunately, there were complications.
Is Clarence the only one that's real?
That is a thing I do not know, because if that's the case, then he like shows you his fingers and he has no rings. He's like, then I am not real either.
Well, I don't remember you from before any of this happened.
Yes, how... that is unfortunately one of the side effects of this world we live in. Whenever someone enters and creates their reality, the other previously created realities cease to exist, and those stuck in them are transferred to the new one. Only those who have the rings can remember their previous lives.
Wait, so this is the whole world that we live in right now? This is it? I haven't been to Washington, so now I can't ever go to Washington?
Unfortunately, my dear boy, you have no idea what Washington looks like, let alone how to get there, so no, we cannot go.
How do we get out? If we can get out.
Fantastic question. Obviously, if I could get out, I would get out myself.
So we're just not real.
You very well may be. I don't know.
We're real in here. And if we can't get out.
Fern reaches out to Sam and does like that little kid thing when they want a hug.
Oh,
I'm real.
I don't think I'm real either, but I think that in here we're real and that's okay. We can make lives for ourselves in this tiny, tiny town. We'll live like queens on pegacorns. Seriously, Clarence, can I have a pegacorn? Can I get two, please?
I don't know what that is.
Hello, Lisa Frank? Come on. You know what a pegacorn is?
I don't think that's how this works.
I don't know. Have we tried?
There have been times where others have come here and created worlds of their own. Imagine, if you will, if a man, a Frenchman, if you will, touched the orbs. Perhaps now we'd be in Paris.
Why would we be in Paris and him and his friends wouldn't be?
Those trapped in the orbs, all of us, are now there. We are part of their world, whether they like it or not.
So we're just hoping somebody more glamorous touches the orbs?
No, we're hoping to get out of here, Samantha.
Okay,
but how do we do that, Alistair? I mean, that's what you're here for, right? You know how this works.
I'm trying my hardest. I've been trying for years. I thought perhaps with the other balls that were created, we could
somehow find a way out, but all it did was take us deeper and deeper.
I think we need the smoke monster.
I think we do too. The problem is, it's searching. Yes. The problem is, if we unleash it into the real world, I have no idea what will happen.
I think we got another choice. I think we'd be stuck in here.
Have we ever been in the real world?
I would imagine so. How else would you get here?
If we've been in the real world, that means maybe we are real.
Well, the only thing we know for certain is the last time you were in the real world is when you touched those balls.
Gotta find them. That's it. We just have to find those. I mean, okay, Alistair, where do you think they would be? We thought that you had them. Or somebody else had them, and apparently no one knows where they are.
Well, clearly I had the fakes. And you used them numerous times. I thought I'd finally found the real ones, but obviously I was wrong. And if what I assume is true and Clarence touched them, where did you touch the balls, Clarence? Grow up, all of you, grow up. Where did you touch the orbs?
I didn't hear that. That's an Octo laughing thing. That's not an Eddie laughing thing.
Octo pimp from the internet, stop laughing. Where did you touch those balls?
I think they were down in the cave by Fern's house.
So.
Yeah, the hole.
If they're down in the cave, then perhaps in the real world? Four of you are still down in the cave?
That's right. I think Eddie said that there was something down there. But only he could see it or something. I don't know. That's just probably Eddie being Eddie, but maybe if we went down there, we could find something out.
The best case scenario is that we can pull you out of this and perhaps you'll still be there. I don't know.
Like clones of us?
No, like you of you.
Oh, me of me.
Oh, sweet.
So we have
God.
To kind of merge with our just... merge with our bodies? Because it would be sweet to have identical twins. I would be the evil twin and she would be the nice twin.
You see, it's not even how that works. It's not no.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
I can't even. And he like walks back to the car. And, like, looks at Eddie who's sleeping and just, like, like, exasperated, goes back in. And it leaves the three of you alone outside.
First of all, I really enjoy irritating Alistair. Like, it's something that fulfills me as a human being, and it really makes me happy on the inside. So that's number one. Number two, I guess we got to go into the hole.
Agreed. So should
I, like, start collecting, like, taxes from the peasants who live in my world I created?
You should make me a pegacorn.
Also, I don't know what that is. Can I be a king?
Clarence, give me a comprehend roll. Let's see if you understand what was just said or if you understand like the ramifications of what's going on.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it right now. I'm over here thinking. So I hadn't said anything.
Sure. Let me see if I can help you. Let's see if you can roll comprehend.
I have better hair.
Yeah, wow, two. Okay. Bad. Great. So, it starts to wash over you that what you think Alistair's trying to say is that when you touched those balls originally, way back when, something in you created this world, right? And the world that was created based off of your memories and the place you live. And those people that were near you, Eddie, Fern, Samantha, were sucked in as well, according to him. The group of you have sort of created this reality together, but what he insinuated is that anyone who touches the ball, the new reality inside the ball becomes whatever they imagine it to be. So if a dude from France touched the balls, it would become Paris, perhaps. But you would still be there, stuck in the balls, because you didn't leave. So now you would just be like four kids in Paris. The question is whether that would change you to like little Parisian children. You don't know. But what you do know is that you'd still be stuck there. The biggest problem is that it only lets you go places you have been. And so going to, for example, going to DC can't happen because you've never been there. Yeah. Now, it's based off your memory, so it's not a dream. It's not like you can be like, and then I have crazy powers, right? But obviously, there's something at work here because you have used wacky technology, things that shouldn't exist. There's been weird computer terminals and strange devices that only could come from the mind of a big old nerd. There is, for example, an earpiece that can let you hear everything, or a pencil that has the ability to hack everything, right? Think very video game tropey. Those are things that are in this world with you. And so you are very much just like caught up in it. And this is your reality. The difference is that when Fern touched the orbs that were the fake ones, when you went into the next reality, it was all sort of based off of Fern's version of her life. The problem is that it was corrupted. So the place you saw was your hometown, right? It's everything that Fern is used to. It's what Fern knows. But she saw...
dirty.
Yeah, she saw like how everything was twisted and warped and distorted. But it, you know, again, if it was like a dude from France, maybe it'd be a twisted, warped, distorted version of France, of like Paris, right? So that's kind of what was going on. That version became Fern's. But because you touched it first, this reality is your reality, my dude. This is the one you created, and everyone in it is just sort of like trapped in your reality together with you. The only people who remember all the previous realities are the people who have the rings. And the people who have the rings, the reason why they remember is because the rings are part of the smoke creature. And so the key is that smoke creature obviously extends beyond all realities and probably has to do something with that thing that Samantha saw when she went back in time and saw some weird ass smoke monster in the temple. So this is like, you recognize that this is all you. You created this reality, but the there's a lot there that you now understand, hopefully, about what your situation is.
And is that why everybody's like the Terminator agents can stand up and stuff? Like they're not real?
Probably not.
Oh, they're not even real.
Yeah, the only people that you know to truly be real. Well, actually, you don't know anyone to truly be real. The only people that you think are real are probably the people who probably have rings or people you consider close friends. But I mean, honestly, Johnny may not be real. Johnny could just be a version of Johnny that Clarence remembers. This could all be fake. You have no clue. You will not know until you really, truly exit what is real and what is not.
I know. I was trying to figure out if we could have some type of test, realism test, but it doesn't sound like we can. So, okay. I think that we should operate under the assumption that we are real.
Okay.
Because otherwise it doesn't, like, we're not going to behave any differently and we're just going to be stressed out if we think we're not real. So I think that we're real. We don't know about anybody else.
We were dead in other versions, so we've been in other worlds, right? We just don't remember. Yeah. We've died in them. Well, until now that we don't remember them and our bodies are gone.
Well, the reason why your bodies are gone, you surmise with your comprehend role, is because none of that was actually real. It was all just like you recreating things with your mind. Because you're thing. And every time with the balls, those fake balls, when you went into the alternate world or you used them in some way, it just sort of reset or changed your current version of this world you created.
Okay.
Man, gotcha.
Yeah.
But does it happen to be like
you died or didn't die? Yeah.
Yeah. If we go back into the car and like Is there having to be like a cool spot for the hack everything key to go to and turn it into a plane?
There is no turn into a plane, unfortunately. Yeah. It can just like open stuff or access computers, but it can't like do anything. Like, and now we're in a helicopter. This car became the Batmobile. Yeah, no.
It's like, it may be Clarence's world, but it's not like you said, it's not a dream where you can like change stuff.
Right, right. There's little tiny things that are sort of like things you wish you had, but you're still operating in some sort of reality that you understand.
The Clarence flavored world. I got you.
Absolutely.
I mean, his stomach pie, right?
That's why there's so much pie.
Yeah. It's based off the fact that no matter what Clarence thinks and wants and desires in life, he can't really make this world his perfect world because, like, you know, his brain understands that, like, even though he pines romantically after Samantha, she will never just be like, oh, yeah, he's totally a cool dude. I want to be with him. Or, like, Johnny definitely picks on Clarence. So, of course, he's going to pick on Clarence here. Like, it's just your brain dealing with shit. And it just copied it and put it in here. So it's just like the real world, except it's not.
Fancy.
Yeah.
So fancy. So fancy. Well, I guess we need to go back to the Ground Zero, right? See if we can make something happen there.
Yeah. Try and pull ourselves out of ourselves.
I still think we're going to have twins.
I'd be cool with a twin. I mean, I already met Shadow Me.
Yeah, like a real twin? That would be sweet.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get twins. Let's go.
All right.
Does that mean that Frank or the Fern's brother that we met isn't real? He's just in another world. Now he's just gone, but Johnny was in the world and moved. I don't know. Still bugging me.
I mean, anyway. I guess you have to ask them.
Yeah.
You have to see. Yeah, you have to go down that path should you choose. So, what do you want to do?
Yeah, Johnny remembers. The hole? Too. I don't know. Okay, let's go to the hole.
Okay, sure. Yeah. You get back in the car. Alistair's sitting there, sort of his head on the steering wheel, just like in a huff. Eddie is just in his own world, having a good old time. Johnny looks at the group of you as you get in. He's like, why aren't we going?
Hey guys, what'd you find out? Nothing? That's cool.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
We should just let him sleep.
It's probably for the best. Otherwise,
All right, we're just gonna
time for the hole. Yeah, we're gonna go check out what's in the hole because we kind of forgot something that was there.
The hole? Why are we going back there?
So we're gonna get twins.
Wait,
Eddie,
what?
Maybe we'll meet the person who wore the magic shoe. like they would be like an oracle.
We're gonna meet who? The Shoeman?
The Shoeman. Of course.
Whoa. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I have
so many questions.
And we're going to get them all answered.
Yeah. There are going to be many answers, Eddie. You're not going to be able to fit them all.
Yeah. Wow. Shoemick Shuman's going to tell us everything.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, Alistair starts up the car and just turns around and starts driving. He's just had it with you guys.
Wow, Schumann really got you, huh?
Yeah, Alistair's just like, oh, just starts driving back. So you're going to head to the hole is your plan.
Yeah, attempt to.
Yar.
Right, sure. Yeah, he drives you right back to Fern's house, and you all pull out into Fern's big backyard. You see Wiz Life And beyond the forest where the hole lies. Is the plan just to go straight there?
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
unless we think we need anything from the house.
I mean, like, Eddie didn't get really power. Good input, nor does that. Nor do I think he has any. So I think he's just sort of going along.
Okay. So the six of you begin to march towards the hole. And as you begin to head through the woods, you start to hear like the like a chittering around you. And the closer you get, the louder it becomes. And in your periphery, you can see that this wisp of black smoke, whatever this is definitely following you, but it's not engaging you in any way. It's sort of just like watching you.
So we'll keep going. I'm going to wave at it in a gesture of goodwill. Hi.
Sure. Give me a heart roll. Whoa. Yeah. Give me a sort of heart roll. I'll let you determine what type of heart you want to use. If you can explain it to me. All right. Or a straight heart. Yeah. It detects your goodwill and doesn't, it just like sort of stays, like keeps its distance as the group of you begin to go down the ramp into the hole.
We're all in the same situation, so I feel for it a little bit now.
Yeah, once you're down below, you are in the dark of this room. The only light is coming from the shaft on the ramp. And in the middle, you see where the orbs that you found were. You see the room filled with skeletons, all of them like reaching out for the orb. And you see the places that you dug out where there was a helicopter and there was a gateway room and there was a place where you found the bones of a young girl. All of that's still down there.
So
maybe one of us should touch the orbs where the orbs would be.
You mean like put them back? Maybe
there in the real world. Then why don't Clarence do it?
Wait, Clarence's world? What?
Yeah, I'm like God of the world, man.
Not really a god. You can't actually make anything cool.
Eddie, you're a figment of his of his brain.
Man, then I'm like the coolest thing he's ever thought of.
I've made the world in my own image, Eddie. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool. Man, I'm actually really impressed. Wait, can you help me meet the Schumann?
Okay. No, I didn't know the shoe. I can't do anything.
Oh, okay. So you can't annoying. Make anything that you didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Have you ever heard of a band called Iron Maiden?
Yeah, but my grandma doesn't let me listen to it because it's devil music.
Oh, man, I mean, she's right. But, like, I was hoping that maybe I could meet them before I, you know, out of existence, like whatever. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's cool. Just keep doing what you're doing, Clarence.
And like, put my hands over where the balls were while he's talking to me. Like, see.
Yeah. You go. You reach out to touch them, and you just like slap ground.
I start doing that thing to where you like you try to like you know when you're like you're asleep and you're trying to open your eyes up, try to like
channel that
feeling
sure.
into my hands.
Yeah, nothing. You don't
Fern
feel it.
Pulls out her telescope, her binocular things, and starts looking mm-hmm. through the lens, seeing if she can see anything that might not be visible otherwise.
You look through the lens, and as you look around the room, you see dead in the center, right where Clarence is, a bright glow.
Oh, Clarence, you're standing like right on it.
Whoa. Huh?
Hey, move back and look at my feet.
It's glowing.
Where? Here?
Like, yeah, just to the right, just a little bit.
My right or your right?
Your right. No, your other right. Yeah. Okay, oh, right there, right there. There's like a glow, and I think that's all I see.
There's just some dead guy's leg here.
Oh. Okay. Maybe touch his leg.
Is this the Schumann?
Oh my god, what if it's a human? This is gonna be this great scientific discovery.
We can put the shoe back on him and make him complete.
Yeah, you reach out to the hand, to the leg, and you grab onto these bones, but that's really all that's there. You can never truly see anything. You just keep grabbing stuff as she's like, it's glowing there. You can't really see what glow she's referring to. You're sort of grabbing at bones at this point, and there's nothing really, there are no balls or anything there that you can touch. But obviously there's a residual something there.
Fern, you're weird in this world. Come over here and like fill around or something.
Can I see the glow? Can anyone else see the glow?
You'd have to look through the telescope lens.
Okay. Yeah, here. I'll take a look.
Yeah, you see it. You see a bright glow.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Cool.
Hey, Eddie, you hold that, and then I'll go over there, and you tell me if anything happens. Maybe we can all try it and see if it reacts.
Maybe yeah, go.
Okay. All of us.
Okay, I'll stand here. And maybe, Sam, you could come over here, too.
Yeah. We'll all do it together. We'll try to like touch it at the same time.
Okay. Are we here, Eddie?
Yeah. Can we do like a hot cold thing to like?
Yeah. Sort of sure.
Yeah. Like, okay. Warmer.
Hey.
Colder.
Hey.
Cold. No. Colder.
Okay.
Ooh, no. Warmer. No warmer. Okay. Hey. Yet warmer. 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 Colder. Somehow. No. Warmer now. Okay. And oh, good. Good. You're there.
Okay.
You're there.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not moving.
As you stand there, Fern, Eddie, through the telescope, you detect like a shadow coming down the hallway behind the group of you. And Sam, in your earpiece that you have, you can hear footsteps. It sounds like two or three people coming down the hallway.
Hey, two or three people are coming. What? Hi.
Guys.
Hello. They know we're here.
Guys, yeah.
I'm trying to distract them.
Shadow monster. Shadow, it's coming.
Hey, Eddie, okay.
Maybe we don't call her a monster.
Sorry.
Maybe we call her a friend.
Bruce Popcorn.
Sorry. Yeah, Bruce is coming. Bruce is coming, sorry.
Yeah, as you expect to see this shadow creature come down the hallway, instead, the shadow that appears and steps out into the sort of light of this room, the dim light of this room, is an older woman in a suit and tie, and behind her she's flanked with two gentlemen in suits and ties. And they look you over, and then they look and see Alistair sort of standing there on the dirt. And she's like, Alistair, of course you would be here. And she, like, just sort of, is playing with a napkin in her hand, like a handkerchief in her hands. She's sort of cleaning herself off from the dust.
Well, a top of the morning to you, too.
Indeed.
Is this the woman that was in the other set of balls that was shot?
No, this is a different woman. This is a different woman that you have not seen before.
Okay.
Well.
Hi, I'm Samantha. Love the outfit. Looks great. How you doing? What's your name?
I'm doing fine. You are going to be doing less fine soon if you do not help us.
Oh, it's starting with the threat. See, that's interesting. Usually I try to butter people up a little bit and then I go in for the threat and then you're nice to them afterwards. So they're sort of emotionally confused the whole time, trying to like distract so that they can kind of keep trying to find stuff.
I don't have time for this. She like snaps her fingers and one of the men behind her moves towards you, Samantha, to like grab you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Are we going to dance? This is fantastic. I'm like trying to like get him to go.
Yeah, wait, give me a body roll. He's gonna try and
or, like find
you can
ball
use your telescope.
I'm giving you a body roll. Okay.
Yeah, wait, give me a body roll so you can get out of the way.
Yeah.
Love that dance.
No, he just like he just grabs you and holds you and like squeeze like bear hugs. Like almost squeezing the breath out of you.
I'm like, oh, bad touch, bad touch.
Yeah, he's just really tight squeeze. Very just like
Fern runs up to him and bites his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you run up to him and bite his arm, and he just like looked at you. He looks at you, Fern, and you're like on his arm, and he just like looks down at you and it's like, really?
Let her go.
And he like looks over at this woman and she's just like, children. Alistair, why have you brought them here? And Alistair looks at her and he's like, you know why? We've got to get out of here. And she's like, oh, I see you've lost your ring. And you can see on her finger, she has a black ring around her finger. And she looks at Alistair and she's like, that is so unfortunate. And as she looks at him.
You better watch out, lady. I know someone who wants that thing pretty bad.
Oh, the creature? Yes, it would. And she like barely acknowledges that it's probably around. And Alistair sort of like backs away and he's like, you wouldn't dare. It's like, oh, my friend, you can't believe how long I've waited to do this. And she sort of like looks him over and does another just sort of step towards him and pulls out a thing very similar to what you have, Clarence, that little like press button thing.
Yeah.
And she presses it and Alistair's immediately gone.
Where did he go?
Where all broken things go. Now, shall we finish these?
To the fix-it shop.
Trash can?
Okay, so you're all imbeciles. Perfect. Here is the plan. You will cease what you're doing. You will stop trying to help this creature. And in return, you can live out the rest of your days here.
But this is a simulation.
Yeah, it's certainly. All it's like a brain dream.
But would you rather live in a simulation happily or die?
Oh man.
Well, I mean, if we die here, do we wake up there?
Potential threat.
Pretty tough choice.
Yes, oh, very tough.
Well, why do you want to keep us in here anyway?
I don't want to keep you here. You insist on trying to help this creature, and I don't want that.
Okay, but why not?
My reasons are my own reasons. I shouldn't have to explain to you, your children.
But we're kind of in the middle of this too, and I feel like we should understand what's going on.
You're in the middle of nothing. You are nothing. And she like looks over at one of the guys standing next to her, and he's like, "Come on, Alicia, we gotta go." She's like, "Okay. Well, this has been pleasant. Don't interfere anymore, children." And she like starts to turn around and walk away. And the guy next to her follows her. And the guy holding you, Samantha, let's go. And he turns around and starts to follow.
No way. You can't leave. That thing's going to come help us. And you know what? We're friends with the Shadow Monster.
Goodbye, Fern.
I'm gonna look for the Shadow Monster. See if I can find it.
Did I notice the Shadow Monster coming in here?
It hasn't come in there. It was outside last time you saw.
Okay.
Yeah, but if we live in a simulation, isn't the monster gonna be, isn't Bruce gonna be trapped in here with us?
That, you dummies, is the point! And she, like, walks towards the darkness and sort of, like...
disappears?
She, doesn't disappear, but she, like, walks into the shadows and is gone.
We should follow her.
Or did you mute yourself, Elspeth? I'm sure you had a great something to say. You're totally muted.
Oh, Ken?
Oopsies.
Bye-bye.
Ken vanished. Elspeth is...
He does have hosted... a great
face. Someone's mowing their lawn outside, so I have to, like, mute it so that you don't hear the lawnmower. Sorry. I was saying, I can't believe she just left us here. I hope that thing gets her.
One of us has to touch it, and then we'll merge with it, and then we could non-violently stop her.
Hmm. What about violently? Well, what if that's an option, too? Because she won't keep us in here or kill us. Those are two options. We either die in here or we stay in here forever.
As you begin to weigh your options, there's like a brief gust of wind almost, and Alistair falls to the ground behind you.
Oh, there you are. We was worried about you. I'm just kidding. No one was worried about you, but we're wondering how the hell we can actually get out of here because she just came in here and poof, you were gone.
Yes, thank you for worrying or not about me. Well, I guess I know where my place is now without a ring.
And he just sort of like brushes himself off from the dirt. And he's like, I, like you, am at the whims of this place now.
We've got to get that ring back.
Where did I go? Nowhere. I don't know. Dark.
What if we summon the shadow monster? And maybe if we can help it, it can help us. Because we need that ring. Right?
Terrific. Yes.
I mean, what other option do we have? Grandpa, geez. You're disappearing in and out of freaking dimensions, and we're over here trying to figure out if we want to live here or die.
Wait, I have an idea. Wait, I just had a thought. So this is a simulation, right?
Hmm? This Clarence is simulation.
Clarence is simulation. Shu. Should we live in the simulation?
She doesn't know.
Shu doesn't know. Yeah. The Shu's a little weirded out by such a weird question. But one of the things you do know is that so far the only thing that is trying to get out like you is this creature. And it wants out very, very badly. But there has to be a reason why they want to keep it locked inside and why they're willing to let you be inside too. And I guess you're going to have to figure out what that is or try to understand what the worst thing is here. Or you could just go try to talk to the creature.
I won't try and talk to it.
Yeah.
Because it didn't hurt us. It only took the ring. You know? And I guess it only made Johnny crazy. Johnny wasn't a good person.
Mm-mm.
Yep. Maybe he was mean to it or something. Maybe we just try being nice.
I mean, it's been trapping it in the lawn.
See if it'll help.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you try to exit and go outside and talk to it?
Yeah.
Sure. The group of you climb back up this ramp and covered in a little bit of dirt. You see floating around the periphery this little puff of black smoke. And it slowly forms into a shadow version of you, Fern, and begins walking towards the group.
Hi.
Hey,
I think we might have misjudged you. And we're sorry. We're stuck. Yeah, we're sorry that we couldn't help, because I think that we might be in the same sort of trouble. You know, we're in a pickle, and we're in these balls, or it's a simulation or something. I mean, Clarence is just down there staring at a wall. I think he's lost his mind, and we can't figure out what's going on.
Well, I know where his mind is. It's
here.
We're in it.
Yeah, the creature sort of looks at you, and in all of your heads, you hear this combination of thousands of voices that sound sort of like a chorus, but all of them say to you, help me.
What do you need us to do? How do we help you?
Need rings.
You already took the one that we had. How do we get the other ones?
And like, as you say, how do we get the other ones? It suddenly washes over you very clearly and quickly that you very much need to get them from the Secret Seven. The other rings, you need to get them.
Okay. Well, let's go get the one that we can get now. Can you help us?
Help.
Should we touch you?
That's a good idea. Maybe one of us should be like, it's host.
It should be you, Fern. Unless you don't want to. I'll do it.
I can do it. I feel good about it. This is a good decision. Yeah. No plan
you're
B
nice.
Here.
We're nicer than I am.
Okay.
You guys do it and I'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, listen, if you want to come on in, you can maybe just
It looks you over and just sort of like doesn't really do anything. It doesn't approach you. It doesn't touch you at all. Instead, it walks towards Sam. Hey, I know that guy. It walks towards Sam and begins to sort of morph from a young Fern into what looks like Sam, like a shadow version of Sam, and reaches its hand out.
Okay.
I chose you.
Yeah, as you do, the smoke begins to swirl around your hands and sort of like go inside all of your pores. And in a brief moment, it's gone.
Sam, we're here. Are you here?
I think I feel fine.
Yeah, you feel all right.
I feel the same. How's my hair?
Okay.
Is it puffier or is it the same? It's kind of flat.
Her hair looks great.
Okay. Well, at least I have that. I mean, I always have that.
It looks real cool, like a music video.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready to maybe we go down into the hole and follow that lady.
Well, you can hear with your earpiece helicopter blades spinning across this opening. Clearly, they are on the other side where the hole is that you fell down originally. And there's a helicopter up above, so they must have come from that. Maybe they're waiting for it to land, or they're trying to meet the helicopter.
Oh, go stop the helicopter.
Okay, let's go.
What do you want? Bet they try and fix it, because they know how. Because they brought their own power cord or something.
Our helicopter?
Who brings their own power cord?
I don't know, people that want to end the world, Eddie. They gotta be prepared so they have everything.
Yeah, that's true. They probably also have, like, cereal and stuff. Oh, I'm hungry. We should get... Yeah, we should ask if they could have some of their cereal. Also the rings.
I've been hungry for, like, days. Okay, let's run over there.
Yeah, you hoof it over there, and you see that the two helicopters that were remaining from before... One is overhead and one is sort of in the distance. And the one in the distance is flying away. But the one up above is waiting for one of the guy who grabbed you, Sam, to sort of like climb his way back up this makeshift ladder to the helicopter itself.
Okay, I guess I'm going to go jump on him. This is such
tell
a
it to bring
idea.
Down the helicopters.
Oh, yeah, can you go, can you take care of the helicopter? Me?
Yeah, you politely ask. And from your fingers, black wisps of smoke wrap around the back end of the helicopter and sort of drag it to the ground. And the propellers hit the trees as it slams into the earth. And the guy who was climbing the ladder sort of falls off and rolls away. And from the smoking hulk of this helicopter comes three men, two of which are wearing rings.
Yo,
get those rings. Let's get those rings, brother.
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh my god!
Do we have to get them off? We have to get them off, I guess, somehow.
Yes.
God, okay. Sam, you have powers.
I'm gonna say, hey, just
political powers.
Saying, I will cut your finger off, so you might want to just hand me the ring.
One of them looks at him, he's like, what have you done? And he pulls out a gun and he's about to shoot you.
No!
I'm gonna tendril slap it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, tendril slap. You reach out to tendril slap. And the tendril flies across and slashes at this guy, and he explodes. This man explodes, and gore fills the air, hitting the men next to him. The ring on this one little, like, think of it like the Lord of the Rings scene they kept reusing where it, like, flies into the air. It flies in the air, and one of the tendrils grabs it and absorbs into it and comes back into you, Sam. And the others look at the man who just died violently and look at you, and it seems like maybe you don't really know how to control what you're doing, but you just killed a dude, and he exploded, and it was nasty. The helicopter is now, like, on fire. It is bad. The other guy with the ring begins to panic and starts to run, and the two men that are standing there really don't know what to do, and they're just sort of, like, looking at you.
Just give the ring, and everything's gonna be fine.
No, he's running. Like, he's straight up running.
Helicopters and death everywhere.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. He is running.
That was awesome. But also, wait, that guy's not real, right? This is all imagination. These are imaginary guys, right?
I mean, that looked pretty real to me.
It looked real.
I don't remember
to
making
too.
These guys up.
He definitely isn't real now, so we're just going to go under that assumption. And he should have just given up the ring, apparently. So I hope the next guy does. I guess I'm going to start trying to follow him.
Yeah, Sam, you move with a quickness. Suddenly you just like begin to move forward. Eddie, Fern, Clarence, and Johnny, and this sort of like really disturbed Alistair. The group of you are looking at her just like rocket forward with the speed of the wind, and she's gone into the woods. She's just gone.
Sam! Oh my god. Oh, I hope she's okay. We should probably follow her, right? I mean,
the two of you, the two agents are still there watching you. And now that she's gone, they notice that it's just four kids and an old man. And they begin to move towards you. Like, we're going to make you pay for what you did.
Ooh. Can I push the button on the thing and like.
Maybe we should run.
Yeah. Clarence, you push the button and around them, sort of like this cube forms that you can see, but they can't. And you can hear them sort of like banging on something. Like they were walking forward and then hit something. And now they're like trying to feel their way out of this cube. And yeah, they're sort of trapped in it.
Aha!
Whoa.
I got it with my Xavier powers.
Clarence, that was pretty cool.
That was really like, let us out! You can hear them banging on the walls of this cube.
You're going to be stuck powers? In there. You're going to have to eat the weakest one.
Yeah, you've done it. Figure it out. Set it to a vote.
Yeah. Y'all got to play eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah, catch a tiger by his toe, optional. Wait, maybe I have some kind of power, too.
You got the magic shoe, man. You can't have too much power.
Maybe it does something else. Eddie throws the shoe at the cube.
Sure, you throw the shoe at the cube and it bounces off the cube.
Okay, well, maybe it's more of a like a consulting shoe rather than like a power shoe. That's fine. I'm cool with that. It's like a scrying shoe.
Eddie, you're not the shoeman, okay?
I know, but maybe he can help me unlock my true shoe potential.
So, Are we trying to do something? Are we trying to get the rings off these guys?
What
are
we doing? Oh, yeah. Sam, right?
We got to do that.
I thought we were following Sam.
The guys that are trapped inside did not have rings. They're just dudes inside this box that you trapped them. Yeah.
See you later.
Later, nerds.
Yeah, you run after Sam. Let me see. Let me do a roll for this.
Yo, Sam's a bamf.
What is happening?
Wow.
You find Sam in the middle of the woods, covered in blood.
Oh my God.
In blood. There's viscera all over. And her body, there was of this other man that she chased, is gone. There is like gore on the trees around her. And you can see in her hand is another one of the rings. And it sort of absorbs into her.
Sam, are you okay?
Yeah, this is going exactly according to plan. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so we have three rings, so that there's four more that we need.
Maybe we could try just asking them instead of exploding them.
I think that's a great idea. I'm down for that.
The voice in your head, Sam, does not think that's a fun idea.
We'll just try it first, okay? We'll just try that first. We have to take care of each other.
You hear countless echoes. This drone of countless voices. For as much as you love to talk at people, now in your head, you hear all these voices talking at you. And all of them are saying no. All of them are saying, like, help us leave, help us leave. And all of them want to kill these people that trapped them there.
Okay, first of all, is this what I'm like? Because this is super annoying. Like, they don't even listen to me at all. They just keep talking and talking and talking. And, like, it's kind of annoying. And, like, I don't really understand why they do that.
It's exactly what it's like.
Super annoying when they do that. Yeah, they want to kill these people. I'm going to keep working on that. I'm working on my active listening right now. So we just got to find the next people. Do you know where they are, Bruce? Popcorn.
And your whole body sort of like shifts. Like you don't turn; it turns you, and points you directly at that last helicopter flying away.
Okay, how are we gonna get that? Ooh, can you help us get the other helicopter that's downstairs? Can you power it up?
The helicopter that's downstairs was destroyed. Flipped over and ruined. Yeah.
Can you make me fly there? Can Clarence give me a pegacorn?
It doesn't know how to respond to that. And so just like...
Nobody knows Lisa Frank? God.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is just... It's obsessed with leaving. And everything you hear is this obsession with getting out and how you can help it get out finally and you can help it escape the horrible injustices that has been done to this thing. And it's up to you, Sam. You're the only one who can help it really, truly be free. And everyone here, if you help it be free, you'll be free too. You just need to kill these people and take the last of the rings.
We're going to try not killing them first. Just throwing that out there. I know it's not a receptive audience right now. You have some anger to work through, and I totally get that. Okay, so how do we get to the helicopter? How do we get to the helicopter, you guys?
Yeah, as you're having this conversation with this thing in your head, Eddie, Fern, Clarence, and Johnny are standing with Alistair. And Alistair, as you're sort of like in your own world, Samantha, Alistair, under his breath, begins to talk to the four of you. And he tries to explain to you the best he can what this thing is. And he's stumbling over his words a lot. He doesn't know how to truly explain it. But what he does tell you that sticks with you, that actually makes some sense to you, is that long ago when this thing was found, it was something that no one knew what to do with. no one had a clue what to do with, but it had immense power. And it sat in warehouses, and it sat in like hidden locations throughout history, but eventually made its way into the hands of the American government. And the American government in the 50s tried to mess with it, much like he explained earlier. Except this time, he hints that perhaps they got it to work. And he says to you,
"We didn't think it would actually work, but what it did was amazing. The power contained within these orbs could light up cities, could change the course of history. But all of the power, it was not the orbs themselves, but what it contained, what it trapped in them. If we let this thing out, I don't know if that is a good thing or not."
And he sort of like looks at you, and then he looks at Samantha.
"We can escape, and perhaps this will help us, but what will it do to the rest of the world?"
"Okay. All right, hang on. Let me ask you something, though. I swear, this is a real question. Look, give me a chance. All right. Maybe this thing just wants to be left alone. Like, I sympathize with that. I mean, you guys are the ones that trapped it.
Have you seen what it's done to these people?"
"Yeah, but that's because you trapped it in here.
What do you think it's going to do to the people?"
"We trapped it in here because it was already in here. Our job was to keep it here and not let it out. What do you think it's going to do to the people that actually put it here?
If it finds..." Maybe they shouldn't have put a horrible monster smoke beast inside of a couple balls. I mean, they should have thought about that before they went and done did it.
"And if it is, Eddie, as old as people say, and those people that trapped it are no longer here, what does it do to the rest of us?"
"Well, why don't we tell it that it wasn't us, and we're really, 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 really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, perhaps that's a way we can go. I am more worried that if we let this thing out, we've done something that shouldn't have been done. We've let out a thing that's been trapped for centuries."
"Okay, well, follow-up question. How does the shoe factor into this?"
"Edward, the shoe is unimportant. It's just a shoe."
"I mean, it's a test again. No, I see. Trust me, I've been through this. Don't worry. This isn't my first rodeo."
"Okay, well, good. I hope you enjoy that shoe. I hope it gives you all the information or whatever it does that you need. But right now, we have a very powerful teenager, and I'm not sure who's controlling who."
And good question.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. Sorry.
Yeah, Alistair.
Wait, Shu, who's controlling who?
Oh! The shoe whispers in your ear, "I don't know that I trust this thing."
I think that's the most succinct the shoe has ever been.
That's the most useful thing the shoe's ever said. Oh my god. Hey guys. Shoe doesn't know if we should trust this thing.
Also, the shoe says, "I'm you, so, like, you don't know if you should trust this thing."
"I don't know if I should trust this thing."
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't tell him about that part. I don't tell him what the shoe says that I'm me.
Yeah.
Or that the shoe is me.
I mean, I thought maybe the thing was just pissed because it was trapped, but maybe we shouldn't trust it. Maybe it is actually bad. Although we haven't really gotten to know it.
Well, how would we stop it then? I mean, it's possessing Sam.
Hey, can you come out?
Yeah. Sam, this thing in you, you can hear your friends talking to you, but this thing is just like a white noise in your ears. Even though you can hear your friends, it is not letting you address them.
So I'm just like staring.
Yeah, you're staring at the helicopter. It's just like,
I'm going to start walking towards the helicopter, even though it's going super fast.
Yeah, you begin walking, and what you see is one foot in front of the other. Eddie, Fern, and Clarence see you just like zip away. And the group of them are left standing there as you just sort of like smoke creature your way right through the forest, and you're gone. And Alistair's just like,
I think we may have made a terrible mistake.
I don't know. I think this is awesome. The one time I have fallen down while running through like a flat surface.
Yeah. The group of you are left standing there alone. Clarence, you begin to look around this world that you've created, and at Fern and Eddie and Johnny and all these people. You realize that everything that's here, all these people that are here, it's all in your mind, or at least was created from your mind. So perhaps there's something you can do that will free everyone. But you just don't know yet.
Pegacorn.
And that is where Pegacorn. We will leave off. For
oh,
today.
No. Man.
Yay!
Tune in next week. Does Morgan get her Pegacorn?
probably not. Pegacorn's not part of this canon. Okay. So that is it for today. We'll talk about this in the patron post show. But let's go around this screen, and find out what people are up to and where you can find people. Mr. Cinnamon Toast Ken, what's going on in your life this week? Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Man, Cinnamon Toast Ken. Pretty much unanimously, except for Twitter, because it won't fit. It's a super long name and really annoying. And you know, if nothing else in my entire career, if I would just fade off into the distance, nobody remembers me. At least I hopefully helped a lot of people learn how to spell cinnamon. That'd be great.
That's no joke. I know how to spell cinnamon because of your name. I can't even lie to you. I could never spell it. I'd have to autocorrect cinnamon.
Ken,
because of you, I know cinnamon.
If anything, I'm going to miss your mustache so much. Where did it go? How could you do this to me?
I was snotty. I had a cold and I kept getting like snotty. Oh,
the worst is when you have to drink with a mustache.
Something girls don't have to worry about.
Yeah. I got so many like YouTube comments like, why do you have a Hitler mustache? And I was like,
what?
What?
Hello?
So I was like, are you serious right
First
now?
First off, Hitler had a Ken mustache. Get it right, haters.
Ah!
Wait. What? No.
Wait a minute.
He's Ken's time traveler. He's from the past. So, Elspeth, what's going on with you this week? What's happening in your life?
I've been playing Observation, which just came out on the 21st, and I'm very excited because this is a game in which I provided voice acting for one of the characters, and it's a really cool sci-fi horror game. I'm going to be finishing it up hopefully tomorrow on my stream. I start around 3 p.m. Eastern time. If you guys want to come check it out, I'll be finishing it, and I will also be finishing A Plague Tale, which has been really, really good as well. So just been playing some pretty dark stuff. I'm really into dark storylines, though, so it's all good.
Yes.
And how's the puppy? Around and say hi. Puppy's great. I took her to my regular nail salon today, which is I got summer colors,
And she was awesome. She was super friendly to everybody. It was just chilling and eating a bone. It was awesome. Yeah. She's doing great.
Good. Observation's great. Go like check this game out. It's super fun. Yeah. I'm loving it. It's really cool. I didn't know you were in it until everyone told me. So now I know. I haven't beaten it yet, so I haven't seen the credits. So it's not, you know, it's kind of like, what? It's great. It's a super fun game. Octo, what's happening in your life this week?
I've been playing still a lot of City of Villains because that game is still really fun. But I am going to a tournament this week. So if you're going to be at Combo Breaker or watching Combo Breaker, keep your eye out for me because I will be competing in that. And I'm hopefully gonna go far. We'll see what happens. I've been practicing really hard, so fingers crossed. There you go.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Okay. You are gonna go compete and be amazing, and hopefully you win.
Oh, stop.
Then we'll have a good tale. It'll be a first. Then
true.
Last but certainly not least, Morgan, what's going on with you?
Not much. I'm just at Bonfire Studios. We're making a super fun video game for people to play for your computers. And my coworkers are super nice, and they brought me coffee and then put it on a chair outside the room so I could just stare at it. And then I finally got to have it.
That's just like Game of Thrones. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it for us. Thank you so much for watching and tuning in. We'll see you in the old post show, but from all of us here on Oddballs, thanks for watching, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye,
everyone.